The Reverend Juan Diego Ortega, Father Juan, is our Director of Campus Ministry and thereby Triple M's boss. We were gathered at the Speakeasy Gastro Pub on that Martin Luther King Day, which was also the beginning of the last week of SBU's winter academic quarter, to celebrate Triple M's 41st birthday. With short black hair parted in the middle, Triple M doesn't look her age to me. Maybe there's an aging portrait of her in Dorian Gray's attic. Mac and Kate, his wife, my sister, were just back from Baker Street Irregulars weekend in New York, where Mac hobnobs with his fellow Sherlockian wizards and whatnot, which provided a third reason to get together. Their oldest daughter, Rebecca, almost 21, and in the throes of a change in her major at SBU, was watching the three Cody offspring. The speakeasy features open rafters, visible pipes, and brewing vats that patrons can see from the bar and the dining tables. Starting with six varieties of beer, from an India Pale Ale to a bourbon barrel stout at its launch about 4 years earlier, the gastropub now serves up a brewer's dozen of malt and hop beverages. It also offers high-quality edibles, as indicated by the gastro on the front end of pub. On a warm day, we could be out on the sidewalk or the popular roof garden with its view of fireworks after Erin Eagle's baseball games. In the waning days of January, that was a distant memory. Linda wore a dark chocolate turtleneck sweater, so distractingly form-fitting it kept us both warm. Maybe Father Juan should bless this place to get rid of the ghost of Jackie O'Brien, she said, but not too soon. There's a reason I brought up the supernatural. Tell them, Johanna. Tall Rawls, looking even taller in after-hours attire of short skirt and 3-inch heels, was Linda's protege back when Linda was news editor of the Erin Observer and News Ledger. My wife still keeps in touch with all of her former colleagues while not changing diapers, writing family saga novels, or handling the occasional freelance writing gig. As Mrs. Cody has no secrets from me, I knew what Johanna was going to say. We have a story in tomorrow's paper. Well, it's actually in the Online Observer now, that the Wine and Spirits TV channel is coming to Erin to make a Halloween episode about our local haunt. It's perfect because Jackie O'Brien became a ghost, if he did, when he was killed right here on Halloween night in 1920, when this was a real speakeasy. I loved her journalistic qualifiers. Mac's expressive visage expressed interest. By that, I mean he arched an eyebrow. "Isn't WSTV your favorite channel?" Kate asked Linda. "Yeah, I love it. I could watch it for hours." "You do watch it for hours." The gold flecks in my beloved's deep brown eyes sparkled with enthusiasm. Or maybe it was just the lighting. No, she was jazzed. "The show that's coming here is Dining Way Out," Johanna went on, making the parentheses with her hands. "That's the one where these two brothers from Santa Fe, Stephen and Carl Lipinski, go to quirky bars and restaurants, ones that are shaped like a flying saucer, or underwater, or built as a movie set with low ceilings so the actors look tall, or were once patronized by Albert Einstein, who ran up a tab and never remembered to settle up." "You're making that up," I said. "I never watched that stuff." "She's not," Linda informed me, brushing honey-colored curls off her lovely oval face. She wore it chin length at the time. "Those were all actual episodes, darling." "So how does Jackie O'Brien's ghost fit into the format of that show?" wondered Kate. She's a no-nonsense woman for an artist, older than me by 18 months, and